One of the topics I wanted to ask you about, there's some rumbling going around Madison about changing the financial and some program structure for technical colleges away from the local board, local finance model, and moving it to a state-controlled system, which would really take away a lot of the local control. Does that bother you if they come through with that?
I am going to do everything in my power to make sure that the legislature understands that that is a terrible idea. A lot of folks say, hey, why? You're the system president. Wouldn't that make you queen of the world? And the truth is, what makes us great is the fact that we're rooted in local communities and local economic needs. So Mid-State Technical College delivers programs and graduates with skills that are needed by this part of the state. And another technical college does the same for their community. We don't deliver identical programs. We don't deliver identical graduates. To have a state-funded system, I think you lose that sense of local control, the local community's sense of ownership over their college, and therefore their desire and willingness to get involved and engaged and to partner with the college gets lost if it becomes a state system. And I think it would be really set us back. What really establishes us as a leader nationally is the fact that we do have such strong employer involvement in our college operations, and we have such terrific placement rates for our graduates and such great experience for them. And that's because we are locally controlled, locally focused institutions.
We've seen some efforts from local chambers asking their business partners to write to legislators to stop this. Have you seen some of that too?
Yeah, sure have. And that just tells the story right there. Local businesses, chambers, they're the anti-tax hawks. They're the anti-property tax, usually, proponents. And here they are saying, this is a function that is worthy of our property tax dollar investment. This is something we want to pay for. We need to pay for it. These are our colleges, and we want them to remain so. We don't want to have to go to Madison and ask permission to establish a new institutional program or to work on a new project like this facility that we have here today.
Anything you want to add today?
I want to congratulate Mid-State. I want to congratulate Stevens Point. They have worked together to build a tremendous new economic asset for their community, and they really have something to be proud of today.